location are important.
Page and location are good.
Every Friday from 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
When we waffle on FUBAR Radio.
Sorry, Larry. Could you put that down for one moment? I need to get this finished.
Skin tight Daisy Dukes with prison arrows on them, even though no one else in the prison had them.
But if you are chubby to start with, what you're doing, you know what you like, you're a beast.
And welcome to When We Waffle Christmas Special! Yay!
La 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 la!
Happy Christmas, everybody. I hope it's going really fantastic and Wizzo and Chips. And now a message from our fearless leader, Kat.
That's me. We're going to do something a bit different this episode, this show. So we've made a load of shows for you this year, like tens and tens, 30 odd of them. And
12,000.
What we wanted to do
4,000.
It's just give you a special mix, I guess, of all our favourite bits of the show over the years.
The very best of.
Yeah, exactly. Almost like a Christmas countdown, but not really, but a bit like it. We've selected our most favourite bits of the Waffle of 2016 and we've collated them all together. Enjoy them and enjoy your Christmas time, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Love you lots.
Yeah, cheers.
Have a nice day.
Michael Bublé, shit and piss. Shit and piss are the things we miss. Oh, shitting by the fire.
If I was going to do a computer game type thing, TV show for kids today, or even adults, right? What I'd do,
even adults,
even
I'd stick these VR headsets on them for a week, and they're not allowed to take them off, and you put them in a room with each other.
Gotta get right chaffed up,
and just
play what?
Beam things into their eyes.
God,
for a week.
How dark is this show?
And you cannot take them off. You cannot take off the headset.
Welcome to Laurie's Game Shows.
You want to take it off?
No.
I don't want to feed these monkeys anymore. That makes sense, Laurie.
Laurie jumps in doing a couple of Aikido moves.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Right. Big Brother will be like that in the future.
I can't see you attack me, Laurie. I've got the VR glasses on. It's like kissing me.
You shouldn't be able to see me. You should be able to sense me.
Just punch him straight in the nuts.
Cop shot.
Telling you, future.
What's the name of the show again? VR Hell.
In Space.
In Space with Laurie Peters.
It couldn't be anywhere.
Day 4.
It starts off in space, but then they get taken into other places.
Oh, right, so VR-wise, they're in space.
Yeah, to begin with, but they're not there for long. It's just for the start, for the title sequence.
Where would they be in real life?
Your bedroom?
Just as you sleep, they just wander around.
Yeah,
just on
derelict train tracks. Oh. And just old warehouses.
What?
It's like underground bunkers, old streets from ages ago.
Old streets from ages ago. How does it's that
like
work?
Really bad, like ploughed fields. Just like, so they feel really lost, you know, like places.
Oh, you know,
that
you when
don't
you're going across a ploughed field and your legs just get heavier and heavier.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just trying to get up and down, just like that.
They'd be like, "Where am I?" You'd be like, "Look, God, down again." You're in space, you idiot.
Get on that tractor now and get to the end of the other side of the field. Yeah.
That tractor. It's all in space. Space tractor, you idiot. Move.
So that's the future of TV.
No, I like it. I'm going to give you 12 series.
But each series, I want it to get weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
Until in the end, you're no longer in it. You're in the VR bit. And you turn, you turn up with like a big monkey head.
Yeah.
You go, Lie, Peter!
Hi, everybody. My name's Shindy Lauper. I've had a couple of drinks today already. I just wanted to say, girls just want to have fun. And I hope you girls are having a really lovely Christmas. Much love.
I was on the front cover of Butlins.
What?
What do you mean you were on the front cover
what
of Butlins?
What do you mean?
The magazine Butlins.
The actual brochure.
What?
Me bursting out of some balloons.
He's age 40.
And I was like, yeah.
He's covered in whamba or whatever.
Last week. Just like, yeah, it was about.
How old were you?
No, I was about 10.
All right, I
think my mum's got it, but I was. She goes, we've got a gig. We're modelling, and it's a Maidenhead. And is it Maidenhead?
Minehead.
Minehead. And yeah, Maidenhead wouldn't be right, would it? Minehead. And I go down there, and we're going to model all weekend. And I was thinking, Butlins, because it had like a monorail.
Oh,
and all weekend, I was working my ass off. And
what does that mean?
Well, from shoot to shoot, from location to location.
Standing so there, it's like, yeah.
Working his ass off. Listen, Kyle, I'll get back to you. All right? Yeah, I'm just in Minehead.
Maidenhead.
Mineshaft. I don't know where the fuck I am, Kyle, but listen, I'm going to pass you over to my mum. She'll book me. And some really swishy French director.
Sorry, Larry. Could you put that down for one moment? I need to get this finished.
Yeah, so I couldn't even get on the monorail because I was busy.
Oh, no, so you could see everything around you.
And I was just, I remember being in the cafeteria, just like getting some like potatoes and stuff.
Sky's the limit again.
Yeah, it's just grim.
One potato.
And then it got to Sunday, I hadn't seen anything. And Mum goes, right, we're finished now, we have to go home.
What was she doing?
She was like working me. And I was just like,
working, turn, style, happy face.
So bust out a balloon.
Jesus Christ, Mum, you've worked all weekend. I'm just going to pass around the portfolio.
Yeah, okay.
This is me, Rumblers. This was heady 80s days when I was kicking the shit out of everything. Yeah. CNA. Yeah, well, it was next to ski season, and everybody knew CNA was your friend back then.
It really was.
Third World fuck-ups. It's me. I'm in a wonderful mood. I'm currently here at Target, my little Third World fuck-ups, choosing some cheese for the festive period. Target is a wonderful store to go to, especially if they want to choose to sponsor When We Waffle. With no further ado, let's get on with the Christmas special off Cincinnati Street. I was out in the yard doing my exercises. I give it up doing 3 press-ups. I mean, come on! Repetitive, boring. I just did one, and they were magnificent, with a sort of flourish at the end where I just pulled my carp into the air and just waggled it. The prisoners really loved it when I was in the exercise yard. Anyway, I had to get a red slush puppy, but there was only one man in the prison who could get me that, and that was old man Morgan. I went over to talk to him and the rest of the blacks. Hi, you guys.
That was the first time I saw Trump bundling over towards me.
He
was a strange man.
Sup, guys?
Didn't make much sense. With skin-tied Daisy Dukes with prison arrows on them, even though no one else in the prison had them. And a strange hairdo that could only be concocted by a cotton candy machine. What a fucking idiot.
Okay, seriously, you done now? Because that was really weird. Anywho, I need you to get me, a red slush puppy.
No, can do.
Will do?
No.
What?
I can't.
Man, you need to get a book. Oh.
Come on, man.
Seriously?
I can't just conjure up a red slush puppy.
Besides, you need to do something for me in return.
Can do, will do. What do you want? You want to sort of like a slut dropped out, work my nip-naps?
No.
Sort of work on your shaft for about an hour, then sort of 10 minutes on the rib, and then reach around and just lube your hole?
No, none of the above. Man, no. Seriously.
What?
What the
I mean, not me. Unless you wanted me to.
No.
No, I mean, I could get someone to do that for you.
Jesus.
I mean, a girl, obviously. you guys, I'm always kidding.
Listen, you want this slush puppy? It's coming up to Christmas, and the warden wants us to put on a show.
Okay.
I need you to fill a slot.
Okay, can do with my little man. Yeah, just sort of slamming a guy for an hour and 15.
What?
Just like roar, dollarated fucking him.
Jesus. No. God damn it. Just a song or a play or a soliloquy. Something you like.
Can
What's
do.
What's wrong with you?
No, nothing's wrong with me. It's just, you know, it's just.
Jesus.
I know what my audience likes. Okay, well, I'll go off and work on it. How long have I got?
2 days.
What?
And listen.
Yeah.
No shit. Okay? It's gotta be good.
Well, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Bye then. See you later. Okay.
Donald went back to his cell that night and wrote the most amazing play he'd ever written before in his life. It contained the world's sadness.
Poo.
And the world's joy.
Poo.
And the crushing cruelty that surrounds us every day.
Poo.
It was the most amazing play, and he named it Shitloof. 4,000.
4,000.
So came the night of the performance.
Okay, well, thank you, Brubaker. That was a strange act. Just cleaning up here after Jesus. But with no further ado, let's get on to the next act, which is here, it says here, Donald Trump with Shitloop 4,000. Put your hands together, everybody.
What Donald did next was amazing. He had nipple tassels, LEDs, his boobles shone in the sun and wiggled all around, and everybody was entertained. The warden cried, I cried, and the Hispanics clapped like they'd never clapped before. And for the first time in a long time in that Florida state prison far away from humanity, Donald taught us what it was to love.
Woohoo! Yeah, seriously, that was fucking good, right? Oh, you fuck-ups. Oh, man. Oh, seriously. Enough.
Donald.
Hey.
Yeah?
So, did you like it? Was it good? Could I have the slush puppy?
I loved it, man. Seriously. Well, there was a shit ton of poo in it, but whatever. Here's the slush puppy, man.
Cool. Okay, well, Merry Christmas, you...
Merry Christmas.
Fuck-up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go back to my cell now.
Cool.
See you later.
Bye. And as Donald went back to his cell with a shit bunch of dudes, I'd like to say he put up a fight, but he was going quite willingly. We all learned something we'd forgotten in a long time. That no matter how bad things are, and even if a fucking idiot is in charge, we can all still have a very Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, hang on. Merry Christmas, you mugs. A lot of you out there whacking it down like it's going out of fashion. Remember, you've got to resemble a human being at the end of it, so lay off a little bit. If you are chubby to start with, what are you doing? You know what you like. You're a beast. But seriously, have a wonderful Christmas and whatever. Pills. Get them down, you fucking lump. You won't be fat anymore. No, you'll be as slim as a brick. Surely you want to shed some of that, you piece of... Honestly, you look disgusting in a swimsuit. Why not get raised pills down you? I've got extra large, I've got chubby, and I've got portly. Each one at a gradient system. Blue for the lesser effects. Orange for extreme side effects. And red for see you later. Tell your mum you love her, you might not come back. These pills will shift the weight at rave medallion prices. $19.99, as well as some Chinese cigarettes if you want them as well. Get on the website, raisemedallion.com, or get on my eBay page, Ray4000. Do everyone a favour. Fucking hell. The state of you. Raise pills. Raise pills.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Ray.
Hello?
Hi, Ray.
Hello? Fucking hell. I better not be that fucking insurance company again.
Ray,
they'll
Ray.
Be involved in a fucking car accident. I'll say hello.
Ray, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Must admit, Marcia has sort of unlocked a side of me that I never knew. Excuse me. That existed. And, oh, I don't know, I just feel sort of... Oh, it's not fucking... It's not... You know, nurtured. Because my other girlfriend with the airy arms, she don't even, you know, she just wants to watch, like, fucking EastEnders and all that shit. Hang on, Kat, there's something going on in the bushes. I can't... Can you hear that? Can you hear that?
Yeah,
I don't know, Kat. This island is very, very strange.
Everybody down! Everybody down!
Hang on, Kat. Oh, fucking hell. I think we're being hijacked.
Everybody down! Follow that down, okay? Nobody get hurt! Nobody get hurt!
Yeah, Sid's looking at me. Anyway, yeah, listen, we're being hijacked. I can't believe this. It's just a simple flight to Tehran and it's...
Everybody down!
Would you... listen, Kat, I don't know what we're going to do here, but...
Why? Should I ring the police or something?
No, 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 it's all right. Well, I'm on the mobility scooter, aren't I? And, of course, it's got the guns on it, so I'm just going to wait until he walks up the aisle and then let it go, but...
Everybody, down! I want to see the pilot! I want... Out of the way! Get out of the way, bitch!
Yeah, he's coming up the aisle now. He's coming up the aisle now. Yep. There we go. Now, the problem with that, Kat, is, half of the fuselage is now no longer on the plane. So we are now going down. Now, I just wanted to say before we crash that there are a lot of problems with low impact and high impact weight and overall that really getting hard to breathe. So I'm just going to get the oxygen mask down, Kat. But you've got to look after yourself and make sure that there's not too much, along with running and all sorts of things. The boy's getting really panicked now. But listen, I've got to go. I'll ring you in a bit, all right? So, whatever.
This week, Kat?
Well, this week I went to Leeds and saw my family, and I went out with my bestest friends from sixth form. You're not.
Oh, I saw the
pic.
Yeah.
Hence me in this t-shirt, the Golden Girls.
Did they ever go at you for just spreading stories about them puking all the time?
Well, one of them had a few Sarah. Words. Sarah was there. She didn't puke this time,
she
I have to say.
She went in the toilet this time.
But we did have a fantastic time, and you know, we were out for 10 hours.
Jesus.
Can you believe that? Yeah, we met at 4, and I didn't get back till 2 in the morning.
You're like outside a club at night trying to take on a bouncer. Were you not going to let me in?
Waking up in some bins with a kebab in your face.
Sarah, puke! What's that weird thing with Greg we had going on last week?
Oh, my God.
Lifestyle and Guru.
Oh, Lifestyle and Guru. But who was Guru?
Who was who?
Yeah,
poor Greg. We've got to leave Greg alone this week.
Why?
I feel like...
He's been on the phone, actually. He left a message for me and he weren't too happy. Because we were taking him apart and he was not happy. I'll play it if you like.
How did he get
all right.
Number?
Hold on.
One new message.
Hello? It's Greg here, leaving a message for Laurie. Just want to say, what I do is exceptional. What you do is dog shit. Shit on a stick. No one's interested. It's like peanut butter and Raymond LeBlanc's cookery books. Nobody cares. Shut up, Beryl! Just talking to my beautiful 20-year-old wife, Beryl. Fucking leave it, Beryl! Doesn't even know how to use an arga. What a stupid bitch. Anyway, this is Greg Wallace, and I don't know why I'm signing out like I'm in some sort of place, but I'm leaving an abusive message. Go eat poo, Laurie.
Mum, get out some more bacon, Ed.
Exactly. I mean,
no more. Eat your dinner, then you can have some more bacon, Ed. You can probably have some lamb, Ed, later.
If you think about it, everyone likes cooked breakfast. So I'd have a cooked breakfast.
Can't even say it. A cooked breakfast, fizzy pop.
Cappuccino. Because it'll wake you up and you get a full English.
That's not actually a bad idea.
I'd try that.
And mushrooms floating on the top. It's a broken egg to get in it.
They're like croutons. They're just going to get bigger. And then for dinner, maybe you'll have like a beef roast with some wine. So it's like a wine. It's like a wine bowl you get out.
Yeah.
But at the bottom, it's kind of a bit heavier. Congealed, yeah. A bit heavier at the bottom.
It's a bit gravied up.
Yeah. Yeah. And you shake it.
Yeah. And then it explodes. And then
full roast.
Oh, wow.
Cracking with potatoes.
With wine. Is it warm? Is it cold?
No, you just drink it as it room temperature.
You just room drink it, cat, you idiot.
Room temperature.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Because all fizzy drinks are wonderful at room temperature. Oh, it's disgusting.
Would Greg endorse this, do you think?
Absolutely exceptional. One of my favourite. Morning, love. Where's my full English pop?
No, I can't even say it.
Full English pop, please. Shake up, you stupid woman. That's where age comes over. Stupid young. Give it here. Greg enjoys, but Greg wants a grape. Then he smashes his marrow on the side of his King Edward bed. QVC, it's the way of life.
We should have our own channel.
Oh, yeah. It
should be called...
PVC.
Yeah, PVC. A bit kinky-like.
Just all gimped up.
Yeah, it's fully gimped.
One, two, three.
Welcome to the channel.
You just come out of a box at the
Do
start.
Do they sell sex things on QVC?
No, I was just thinking, that'll be the next thing, won't it? Sex
Now,
products.
I know when I'm in the middle of climax, I like a little bit of a butt tickle, and this is what this Lorry 5000 does. And careful not to have it all the way up to 11, otherwise you will shit yourself. I know about you, Brenda, because I'm usually wearing a big happy.
I tried it the other night and nearly destroyed myself.
At the same time, I was in 77. Let's go over to Janine and see what she's doing. Hey everybody, what a really merry Christmas. I'm out on the road, I'm on the B65 on my roller skates, and Scylla's just over there taking a picture. Are you getting me in the shot?
Yeah, Gary, you're in the shot.
Anyway, what a very merry Christmas, and have a happy new year from all of us at When We Waffle. Hi, bye, hi. Oh. Time.
This is the question, right?
This is the question. In which year was I fucking grade A? Now. There's no other. C, now. B, now. D, now. Absolutely brilliant. Now pop song. That was all clip songs.
What's it?
He just started doing Christmas songs, though, didn't he? And then
Gary
a bit mad.
Doesn't live here anymore.
Yeah.
No. I like small people. I like tall people.
No, he wasn't that. He wasn't a peopleist. I don't like fat people. I hate grey people. They're wired for doom. Out on the street.
And he's remembering him. He's on his Skype.
Yeah. Stereo. These are the world we go. Ay, ay, ay. Yeah.
Chugging around with all those birds in leotards.
I'd have liked that video a lot more if it had been over, like, you know, broken ground. And what, so his, like, his roller skates didn't roll at all, and it's like, I like tall speak. Give us a push, will you?
Over drains and shit.
Just doing his kidneys in. Wired for sound. He's being towed behind a tractor. Listen, guys, can we not find a Tesco's car park or something? My kidneys are fucking killing me.
Goes over some cattle grids.
If that speaker's. Just keep dragging him along the cut over a barbed wire fence. Stereo! Fucking pull over!
Through a river.
Spitting out toilet paper.
Condoms.
Now that video would be great. Mm. What's a bit weird that he turned up on roller skates, seeing that. God, that was a great film, Predator. Oh, still stacks up.
Yeah.
Cinematography totally. In that.
Yeah. just, I can't even go into woods now. Get a bit scared.
do you like go face down in a puddle and like cover yourself in mud like at the end scene so they can't see you?
Yeah. It's like Jaws. You know, Jaws scared people going in the water. Well, Predator scares me about going in the woods.
Put me right, I'm going to the jungle.
Yeah, fuck the jungle. You know, if they come around here and say, "Hey, Laurie, do you want to be in I'm a Celebrity Junglist, get me out of here," I'd be like, nah.
Yeah, that's what would happen. I'd watch that if Predator come in and kill
me. Yeah, that'd be much yeah? better.
Yeah.
Just like Dean Gaffey going, "He's using the trees."
Yeah.
What's got Bobby Davro so spooked? Just Davro going mad, cutting himself up.
Yeah, just did it. That kind of sound. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got that great head bit where he goes, "What the hell are you?" And he goes, "What the hell are you?"
That's right, yeah.
And
then
loads it and blows up.
Yeah, that should happen on I'm a Celebrity.
Ah, yeah, we watch it.
I would.
Okay, everybody, welcome to the show. It's just about to get started, but let's meet the Predator. They just make something genetically horrible, should have died long ago. And you remember, the Predator won't be happy till everybody's dead. Let's meet the contestants. They're all crying, just being cattle prodded into the jungle. I don't want to go.
They said it was about eating spiders.
I want to eat testicles.
I know.
This thing's polishing his skull off. Yeah. Dean Gaffney's skull.
Yeah. Just froze it in the fire.
I've seen some badass things. If it bleeds, we can kill it, Dean Gaffney.
Are you sure? Doing panto in a couple of weeks.
You're not doing anything. You're gonna die. Go! Run! Get to the chopper! Dean Gaffney running to the chopper.
And who's piloting the chopper?
Christopher Biggins.
Come on! Jump!
Just Christopher Biggins just covered in tattoos.
Of course I won it last year, didn't I? By slitting its throat, making a makeshift hammer.
Boo, 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 boo. Celebrity running, get me out of here.
Get me out of here! All right, darling, hold on to the rope.
You see Ant and Dec going, I'm fucking out.
Just blood everywhere.
Ant's lost his arm.
Several series ago.
And of course, remember, the Predator is not a happy man.
Yeah, that would work.
That'd be much better.
That'd be much better. Because it's getting a bit boring now. I'm a Celebrity.
Just release the Predator.
Yeah.
Mm. Or release a Predator.
Arnie should host it, though, at the start. It'd get rid of Ant and Dec. Be much better.
It would be, so the music would come in. Yeah. Arnie, the head would just pop up on a stick.
Yeah. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. If you survive, you can gain the king of the jungle. If you don't, you'll die here. All of you will die at some point. The head goes down. Then Ant and Dec come in.
Hey, fucking hell, you've met him. He's a right fucking laugh. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
Just levels of,
and remember, look what happened to Bobby Davro when he tried to escape.
Just shows him hitting the perimeter fence. Just shreds it.
Like he's trying to get to the perimeter
fence. He's trying to get out.
Saying I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here, stopped working long ago. Stay and die. Seen someone from TOWIE going, I don't know, I mean, I spoke to Sarah and Sarah said it was all right, but then Shell come in with all her shit and like beefing out and stirring the pot. And the Predator's like, and he's like, and then like Shell come in and then I didn't even expect it was a real curveball move. And then Darren's like, oh, fucking, you want to step outside? That's what I'm saying. All what's right. got him? He's looking at the trees.
Okay,
he's
sorry.
He's not covered in cuts because he's still in the jungle.
I think every contestant will die.
Maybe he just comes through, floating through the trees, Christopher Biggins, like...
So was the predator? Was it like a dinosaur? I can't even remember the film, sorry. Terry's giving me that look like,
with dreadlocks.
You don't fucking know.
It's a racker.
Did you see two? Did you see Predator 2? It was an abomination.
Yeah.
That had a Rastafarian in it. It didn't make sense. It came out of nowhere.
What, a Rastafarian dinosaur?
What's this, Rascal? He was like giving it all that, wasn't he?
Yeah. Danny Glover.
No.
Weird. He's an alien, and it's a sport. And when it gets hot, he turns up and he kills everybody.
When he gets hot?
Yes.
Like hot, hot.
When it's the hottest season, first villagers go missing, then the animals. At first, we thought it was a wild animal, but it turned out to be the predator.
Hiya, everybody. It's me, Professor Blinkox. Just saying, the universe is wondrous, but a little blimp inside that universe is Earth, and I'd just like to say a very Merry Christmas to all people on Earth. What's that, Gary? Merry Christmas, everybody! Well, come over to the mic, say it. Merry Christmas, everybody! Love you! Yeah, that's enough brandy on the Christmas pudding, Gary. Gary, seriously? Fucking hell! The fire blanket! No, that's the wrong one. That's powder. That's for electricity. Fucking hell, Gary. Seriously. Merry Christmas. Fucking hell. That's my mum.
Just, I try and stop myself picking my nose so much.
Why was it a real bad thing?
Yeah, no, that's now.
Oh,
so I'll be giving myself advice from the
you now are going back to your younger self and giving advice.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was the other way around.
What's a kid going to give you advice for?
Stop
from a place that you came from.
Right. Yeah. So I'm giving the kid advice.
Oh, I think we've bitten off.
And I just say, look. True. I just say, look.
Yeah.
Grow up. stop being
stay alive, basically. That's what you're saying.
Lay off the sand.
Don't drink too much cider. I don't drink cider.
You give yourself the worst advice. Don't go on a 20-inch aeroplane. That's for shit sure. See you later, bye. I think I'm old and I'm young. Who's leaving?
Just don't have any accidents and just be careful.
That's good advice.
Just like watch the things around you so they don't fall on you. Just
tell him things he just already knows. Yeah, next time you turn on the telly, watch it until you turn it off. See ya, bye, from the future. I'm out of here. Knowledge is power.
Yeah, what were you doing at 17, Laurie?
Chucking chocolate Easter eggs down holes.
rapping, dancing, winning awards for dancing.
Out of the park.
Music.
Yeah. I go back and basically have a go at myself, and you just go back and witness the miracle that is you.
Just go back and say hello and that. And
hello.
I might go out with myself for a day, you know.
Oh, I thought you meant romantically. Hello, come with me.
Where would you go?
Just to the club, clubbing.
You go clubbing with
Go clubbing with myself,
boy.
And I'd show him how to cop off with girls.
Right. What advice would you give him?
Well, I tell him the chat up line, you know.
Give us your chat up line. Yeah, my mouth's brilliant. Yeah, go on.
Chat up line used to be
Lane. Get in my chat up lane. Next up, Love Junction 17.
used to be right. And they'd go.
Oh yeah. All right.
Well, they'd look at me and wonder who I was to begin with.
I was just falling asleep, actually. I'm having an operation.
And then I'd go, what, in your opinion, is the smallest rodent in the world? And they would go, mouse, or something like that. And then I would just make up a name and say, well, I think you'll find it's the the Juraluku from Southern Australia.
Round about this time of year, I'm delivering Wiltshire Farm Foods. I'm going out, I think, fashion.
fuck it, old people can't be bothered to do anything. I've got a shit ton of Christmas cake in the bag. And I just wanted to say, the producer's bibbing me now, can you hear me? A very Merry Christmas to all of you. And all of us at When We Waffle, we love you loads. And please enjoy the show. And carry on listening. A very Merry Christmas. Bye.
What do you think the future of feud is?
I think what you're really good at doing when you've had a couple is putting together a platter of mini snacks. Like, you get everything out of the fridge and he does slices of bread with cheese and pickle and stuff that I've forgotten about that's in the fridge, and you display it nice and it tastes good.
So what do you suggest? That he just turns up on a unicycle, knocks at the door and says, let me in your fridge. Let him in your fridge, and then he comes back out with, like, spam.
I'm a fridge magician.
Yes.
So I turn up as a magician, like, with some cards, and they've got pictures of fridges on. And
pick a fridge, any fridge. Any fridge. Not that one. That's a fridge freezer combo.
And any cupboard, any fridge. And I go, right, which is that one? That one, that one, that one.
Yeah.
That one. And then I'll go in. You chose the ace of the second shelf.
The ace of the second shelf.
Because it's a two. No, you can't get an ace of twos, can you?
I would not put logic to this. Just keep
ace
going.
Ace of twos.
So, you pick the ace
the
of twos.
Ace of twos.
Which is the second shelf in your freezer. Let's have a look in there. There's some peas. There's some carrots.
Oh, that's where I keep the cutlery.
we can work with that.
So washing powder and cutlery.
Okay, well, so I'm working with this. I'm going to use the washing powder. I'm going to clean your cutlery. There you go.
Right. I'm still hungry.
Okay, you pick another card.
Bottom, I'm going to take this one. Right, the club of
queen. The club. What? You're seeing a different card than me.
The club of bottom shelf.
Right, the club of bottom shelves. Right, that is that shelf there. Let's have a look in there. You've got some mushrooms. I see. You've got some.
What in your bottom drawer?
Potatoes. What am I going to do with this? I'll tell you now. Let's get the wand out.
People are just like, I'm hungry.
Hold on, I just fucking got here. Fucking messing me about. What are you ringing at 12:30 for?
You're a delivery company. You've not thought about this.
Oh, forget it.
A delivery company with a short fuse. Oh, forget it. I'd like to change my order. Oh, forget it! It's late. What are you thinking of? You picked the diamonds of fridge.
Right,
any card? Any card? Is that your card?
I'll leave my card. My business card will be like me with like.
Would actually literally be you.
With a kind of like my hands open like that. Moving away from the camera, some dust and some
dust
and cat litter,
clots of dust,
sparkling dust. You know,
not the stuff from under the bed.
Well, no.
I'll tell you what, you need to Hoover.
That's another service.
Pick a card, any card. Ooh, the Club of Hoovers.
A thousand years old. She's fucking ancient.
I think David Attenborough would be able to tell the age of someone by their arse.
Yeah, he does. He walks up to her and he puts his finger straight up your bum. And he goes, 12. Actually, no, we'll cut that out.
Yeah, you better.
He goes, 36. Well within the age. 24. 24, 25. 26. 27. Through the hoop. I should have no idea.
Oh.
Nope.
It was your decision.
Oh, 100! Fuck off! Join me next week as I find out more ages from fingering butt. I'm in a lay-by on the A253. I'm about to finger a butthole. Close my eyes. Just through his little car window. 34, another day older. join me next week when I go on a whirlwind tour of Britain.
Yeah. You just see this planet Earth on the titles with his finger in the middle.
He's even got a big paper mache fist with a finger out in the front of his car, and he just gets, people bend over, he just drives up behind him. The hybrid, so you can't hear the engine. Ear, have you got a fact this week?
No, I don't think so.
All right. play your jingle there, though, anyway.
Right, okay. That's what I'd be like if I made cars or motorbikes. Every single engine would be different.
That sounds good.
Yeah, especially from a marketing point. No engine is the same.
So tell us a bit more about this car that you'd make.
What, my car now?
It'd be called a Lorry 4000.
Yeah, it'd be Lorry 4000.
Welcome to Lorry 4000.
The Lorry 4000.
How many seats and doors would
12
it
seats.
In the front. The seat is actually on the steering wheel and you have to lean.
Three steering wheels so you can sit where you like.
Yep. Steering wheel on the outside so you don't even have to be in it.
Wheels are not next to each other. Yep. They're in front of each other on a kind of row, like a rollerblade.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't get any... So you get a bit of sway when you go around corners. So you hug the road.
I like that. Door.
The Lorry 4000 hugs the road, quite literally.
It's a bit like a Sinclair...
Voted the worst car ever made to mankind.
That was like when Homer Simpson designed a car and they went out of business because it was bonkers. Yeah. That would be the Lorry 4000.
Yeah, and then maybe it's water-powered. So a bit like a log flume. You put like some water in it and stuff and it regenerates power from...
It's almost like got a mill in
there. Yeah, like a mill.
So running water. Never mind, Grandad, never mind. Just sit there, we're going to the hospital. I'm cold! Shut up! It's a Lorry 4000. Not one is the same.
And what about when you park it, you can just fold it up into a little box?
No, it's not. It, not so this is it's brutally made. You've got to push other cars out of the way to get this fucking thing.
Yeah, it just smashes everybody out of the way. You stop at Tesco's, you just smash everything up.
Yeah, into the trolleys, like... Yeah.
How much would one of your cars cost?
Oh, no, it's going to be the same as his... Remember his indoor food thing, dispenser?
Oh, yeah.
That was like a grand a can of beer.
Or his large lettings.
Oh, yeah, Lorry's large lettings. No, that's
now. No, I'll be giving them away free.
What? How are you going... What? I don't get
it. It's the only way anybody will have one.
Yeah, they're just free for people that live... just around it.
For people that live. You live!
For people that live. Lorry 4000.
Oh, excellent.
Brilliant. A brilliant strapline, actually. So, you know, if anyone wants to sponsor that little venture.
That creation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're Imitation Dukes. It's 495 of the shade, you fuck up. Get out of here and put the phone down. Anyway, tune in next week, because I'm Donald Trump. You guys are an absolute bunch of fuck-ups. free the citizens of the world. Tune in. Do something. Bless you, people. Am I right? I'm right. I got to see Hillary. I can't shake it up anymore. What? I'm currently enjoying a fresh copy of Poop People. I don't know about you, but I like my own roast nutty quality. I took to wearing my golden laminated Daisy Dukes again, which were driving everybody wild. Didn't matter what sex, as I just strut my little porky Richmond sausages down the high street. You look good, man. I know. I took my finger and I poked it in his bum. What are you doing? Shut up! I pulled his willy toward. Pulled him around the place. Like a Hoover. Like a Dyson, people. I pushed him into corners. I pulled him back out again. And then I let go of his willy. All toward. Ow, man! Why are you pulling around my willy? Because I can. See you later, you fuck-ups.
And appearing tonight on...
Wagwan, you bad souls. Let me tell you a little something about myself. I love Christmas. And why don't you love Christmas too? It's when we waffle with lolly pieces, cat farts, and Terry Miners, delivering some greedy podcast straight to your door, or to your ears, wherever you are. Merry Christmas. I may be gone, but not in spirit. Wagwan, you bad souls. Wogan, out.
I mean, I never minded the dentist because my dentist always used to be nice to me. You know, he used to say, "All right, Laurie, here's a sticker. Laurie.
I'll just take that crystal off you, Laurie, don't worry."
Bang, bang, bang. So jumping as much as he could.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? How's your granddad?
He like looks over granddad's sitting there. But...
Yeah. I'm all right. So,
when my nan said to me once, she said, "Oh, your granddad came back last night."
And is this Crystal Grandad?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because after he died, you know, she was still knocking about. And she was in bed. She said, "Your granddad came back last night." And I said, "Oh, yeah." I'm expecting him to have said something, passed on some knowledge or something, like, you know.
"Be careful with the crystal."
"It has uncontrollable power, son." "Oh, you'll be jumping higher than anybody."
So,
I'm off for a run.
He still just stands in front of me.
He just stood there with his headband on.
"Oh, bloody hell. I'm falling over." "Oh, pick yourself up. Oh, I've got a bit of limp now."
And she said, "Oh, yeah, he got in bed." And I was like, "Right." She said, "Oh, yeah." And I knew it was him. I said, "What, you didn't turn around there to look at him? So how did you know it was him?" She said, "Well, he got in. And then he just let off a massive fart."
God.
And that was it.
What, for real?
Yeah. She said,
"A ghostly fart.
He got in bed, farted." And then she just went, "Oh, no, that's my
I love
husband.
You.
Yeah.
Could she tell it was him by the smell
of
it?
Yeah, of course you could.
Proper, yeah.
Pitch vegetable. And everything. Proper. She could pick him out of a lineup.
All these people come to places. Hiya, it's Gina here. Wow, what an amazing time of year. It is for the whole family. I put on a Christmas wig. It's exactly the same as my last wig. It's just a bit Christmassy. Barry was ringing the other day. He's got the same voice as me. And he was saying a very Merry Christmas. He did. I'll play it. "Hiya, it's me, Barry. Have a wonderful Christmas. From me, the BG, why in the world? And a wonderful time. And just to remember, I wrote some seriously great A songs. Merry Christmas."
Yeah, hey! Always one bloke twatting the hell out of a huge drum. Every year.
Yes.
Every year.
Dong.
Normally France comes on with an amazingly big ballad. Mm. Just because their language is so beautiful, they kind of just get away with reading a
It's partly about striking looks. I mean, last year it was... you know, it was a man, lady,
yep,
with a beard.
Conchita.
Got it.
Conchita, that was it.
Yeah. Oh, I love Conchita.
So you need to come up with some ideas on a strong look.
What about a beard that is your whole face? And your left-hand side is a woman and your right-hand side...
is a man.
...is a fish.
Right.
Okay, like stick with
That's
it.
That's strong.
But your eyebrow is that of a jaded... middle-aged phone clerk.
That's not bad for a start.
We can build on
and
that.
Let me think.
I've built the perfect Eurovision.
I'm seeing a tractor. Seeing a JCB tractor.
Tractors.
Yeah. Comes on.
Yeah.
It's all like, it's for Britain, right? Tractor. And then it's like a chocolate bar man.
Okay. Where's the cat?
Yeah, we need a cat.
Yeah, with a cat on the
Yeah, yeah. On the top there, like that.
So hang on. So you got a chocolate bar on a tractor, and it just comes in, and as the tractor stops, it just falls forward.
Yeah. The cat jumps out and runs off. Yeah, something like that.
Can we please have your votes for the chocolate tractor man and his cat?
And here they are coming to the stage: Laurie Peters and Terry Bynot with their own rendition of Chocolate Bar Tractor. With cat. Now, prepare yourselves. This is a bit confusing. And it's only 30 seconds long. In rehearsals, twice the Mars bar melted. And no one could even find the cat, so it wasn't worth doing. It's Laurie Peters and Terry Minot representing...
You do our bit, you know, you do a bit where we're hanging around London. But because we're in the West Country, we're just in, like, Bath or something by like,
nice
some coffee shops.
There's a theme, like...
Laurie has just come out of prison recently. And Terry has one of those things around his ankle. They'll be performing tonight. Britain's hopefuls. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Peters Minot.
No music, just the sound of a tractor crashing into it. Can't find the gear, and I'm like shouting at him because the stakes are high. Bloody hell, Laurie! You said you can drive a tractor! Bloody idiot!
I thought it was...
Forget it! Give me the chocolate bar! I just throw it at the audience and then...
Cat just jumps off the thing.
Hey everybody, it's exactly the same as Cliff Richard, but it's me, Tony Blackburn. It's up two places this week. It's a very Merry Christmas to all of you. Very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. What's that? Happy New Year! Oh, Ted Blackburn.
Or I have hallucinations where I'm really big, but I'm really small at the same time.
What does that mean?
It really does your head in. It's just like, whoa! It's really...
Imagine if you were both ill at the same time and you're in bed with him and he's going, whoa! What do you mean? Your actual self are really small, really big?
Yeah, I feel like my mind, my head's like maybe about 200 feet. Big, and then I kind of look up, and there's something bigger than me, but I'm really small, and I've got this sense, and it's really horrific. It's like there's a sense of scale thing happening in my head that's just confused. And then when I get out of bed, my feet are really big, and perspective goes all out the window, and it's just horrific. That's probably been my worst hallucination, and I've seen sharks on the floor as well.
What, when you just got a cold?
Yeah. Well,
his cold is more complex than the average cold.
Do you suffer from big small syndrome? Shark on the carpets. New Beecham, shark on the carpets. Big small.
4,000 pills.
For people round here.
Well.
No! Ruth! She said stand in the fucking corner, didn't she? Not at any fucking time did you see her amble about, move around.
But you asked for a cup of tea, Eamon.
No, I hear it!
Juice! Where's my juice?
I asked for my favourite booty juice! I didn't fucking ask for tea!
Booty juice. He does the advert for
booty
it.
Booty juice.
Booty juice. I wake up in the morning, I wake up Britain as well. I mean, I don't know if you notice or not, or used to do that, but what I used to like to do is have a nice glass of booty boo. This is where we do the advert. Booty. No, no, it's not booty boo.
Doody doo.
I have a nice glass. After that, I have a nice glass of doody doo.
What about if doody doo juice is good for your booty boo?
Yeah.
Your doody doo is good for your booty boo, unless you're Ruth, and then you're just a fucking whore let down, aren't you?
Oh, I'm sorry, darling, I didn't.
He could be on QVC selling his doody doo juice.
Doody doo juice. Now, don't know about yay yay, but when I get up in the morning, day, I want a little lovely doody doody juice. Now, this new doody juice is fucking £139 one-off payment.
And if you don't pay, that rings you up.
What don't you get about it? Two payments. I don't care if you're old. I don't care if you got cancer. Fuck you.
You made a commitment to buy the Doody Doo juice. And then Ruth, punch her in the face. No, I don't really... Ruth, punch her! Ruth's like, oh, my hand. Shut up!
So, people's corner?
Oh, yeah, sorry, people's corner.
So...
Well... What about that one I got you of Kris Kristofferson and... forget about these.
Kris Kristofferson? I know, what, Barbara?
Yeah. From Convoy.
Barbara Streisand?
No. Was she with him?
Yeah. Yeah, they did an album, didn't they? They did an album together. Okay. There is quite a few albums that Kris did with women where he was just about to snog them.
Yeah, you could feel it, couldn't you?
She rung up last week, Brian Streisand. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, that's Brian Streisand. Of course, who could forget this one?
Oh, dear.
I got tickets for Brian Streisand. Really cheap.
I'd pay to see Brian Streisand.
I am the Brian in love.
Oh, that tickled me.
Should we take a call?
Yes.
I don't watch much TV, but I'd watch a circus.
I would watch a circus. I haven't actually been to watch a circus yet. I don't watch them, but I really think I'd like to, but I don't really. So, yeah. They are a bit weird. They're a bit cruel, I guess.
If there was a circus TV channel, would you watch that?
I've paid extra. I've got a circus channel, darling.
It's £50 extra.
It's £50 an hour. Yeah. The Chinese state circus constantly on it. And then the Moscow. Would you? Would you? If there was such thing as a circus channel. Can you do on the phone, the Sky? Can you just talk me through your circus package? Make sure that... Yeah, brilliant. So that's all the circus channels. And then one fairground channel. I suppose it's only what's next. It's the greatest question ever posed by anybody on the planet. If they had a circus channel, would you subscribe to it? Yeah, sure as shit.
Yeah.
Not coming out tonight. Thank you for listening. Throughout the year, we have done our best to bring you some of the best stuff we can. And we love you lots, and thank you for listening to the show. Bit of a mashup this week to celebrate Christmas, and there's no Cat's people. There's nothing to say.
Nothing.
But we'll go over to Cat now to just say a little something, and then we'll top off with Laurie. So, Cat, is there a Christmas message you wish to?
Yeah, just to say thank you all for your support this year. This has been a really new thing for us all working together, and to get your feedback, it's meant an awful lot to us. So, thank you very much, and I wish you all the very best for Christmas. Lots of love.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, cheers for that. And, the suspension on my car's just broke, so I hope you're having a good Christmas. Because next year, I tell you what, I'm going to start charging for this so I can get that sorted out.
Why are you getting like a lorry 4000? You get like a Rolls Royce Phantom or something.
Yeah.
And we're like, we haven't seen any of the money.
I know.
You know, I've got riches, haven't I?
Yeah, pure riches. So, cheers for that. Just don't go mental. Say nice things to people.
I like it.
Watch out for...
It's very emotional.
Watch out for, like, cars when you're going across the road and stuff.
Factual.
Yeah, don't forget to say hello to your friends when they ring up.
As opposed to not saying anything. Like, hello.
Who's that? Help.
Yeah, cheers. Have a good one. Nice one.
Love you lots. See you Take in the new care. Year. See you in the new year.
See you in the new year with new wafflage.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!